This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everybody. I am very excited to talk with her today, and partly because she's an expert in this field, but the other part of this is energy healing is a game changer. You've got challenges in your life, could be anything, anxiety, depression, you feel stuck, you're not moving forward, you're not attaining goals, you're not really sure why. It can take care of all of those things. And I speak from experience. It changed my life. And not that I was skeptical, but I really didn't understand it until I started speaking with somebody like her. She is Lori Callahan. She's the owner of Energy Center Alignment. It's in Melrose, Massachusetts. Side note, I'm sure she'll back this up, that she can do a lot of this virtually. And she joins us today. Hey, Lori, how you doing?
Hi there, Steve. Thank you so much for having me back.
Good to have you here on the show. I want you to tell us a little bit more about the Energy Center Alignment and some of the services that you guys offer.
Oh, absolutely. First off, before I get into that, I just wanted to say I really appreciate you having me on the show. This is kind of a bucket list item of mine. I've always wanted to do a radio show, so this is really cool and exciting for me, so thank you.
It's more exciting for me because I know this stuff works and is so impactful, and there's so many different aspects to energy healing, and you've got a lot of them in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely. So, yeah, let me answer that question. So what we do and what we offer here. So I myself, I'm a sound healing practitioner, and I have a few friends that I work with. I have a Reiki healer that I work with, as well as a yoga instructor, and she specializes in restorative yoga. So as for the services right now, every Wednesday we do restorative yoga, and people can book a Reiki session or a Reiki and sound bath combination at the same time. But as for what I do, you know, I do sound healing, and I offer group sessions, personalized one-on-one sessions. You can bring a friend and have a sound bath for two people, or also we offer corporate team building events, and that's actually what I'm really excited about. I have a company coming in this month to book a session for that. So I've always worked in an office setting before I started doing this, and I remember some of our company outings were things like, you know, going on a treasure hunt or like a catered barbecue in the parking lot or going to a panic room. And, I mean, I understand the whole team-building aspect of getting people to work together and problem-solve, you know, in order to build relationships. But when a company chooses to do an activity like this, something that, like, eliminates stress and anxiety and enhances relaxation, I would think it would make their employees feel a little more appreciated. I mean, I know it would for me.
I never even consider the team building company aspect of doing this. What a genius idea. I want to get people signed up for this. I'm part of a men's group, and we're a leadership organization, community service, but we also have a shaman in our group, and we've never done this. So, what a great idea.
Think of it. Like, if you have a Friday, you give them a half day, maybe buy them some lunch, then go and have them do a sound bath, and then they got the rest of the weekend to just relax.
Totally gotcha. And there was one time we rotate roles, so they made me a shaman. And I said, all right, well, I got everything planned for you guys. Here's what we're doing today. And they're like, wait a minute, we're not going to do a meditation, are we? I said, yes, we are. And we did. And they were skeptical in the beginning. 10-minute meditation, they turn around and say, oh my gosh, that was amazing. I feel so much better. That's 10 minutes. Imagine a sound healing. So before we get into that, I want your backstory. Can you tell us what got you interested in this type of work and a little bit more about you?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know what? There's a quote that says, when life wants to make you stronger, it sends you battles, not blessings. And that pretty much sums up how I got into sound healing. But in my case, you know, I guess you can say it sent me both, because through suffering, I received the blessings. So I got into holistic healing around maybe like 5 years ago. Right after I had one of my children, I experienced the worst pain I have ever endured in my life. 7 of the longest, most miserable years of my life. I had multiple health issues, but the main issue was my back, okay? I was practically immobile. I couldn't bend, twist, lift more than 5 pounds, and with, you know, an infant, that's all you're doing all day long is lifting. So it basically, it took me a few visits and some pleading with the doctors and insisting something was really wrong with me. And they ordered an MRI and discovered a couple issues with not only my back but my spine. And so then for 2 years, I followed the doctor's orders, their suggestions. I did everything they had me do. Honestly, nothing worked. And, in fact, most of my symptoms, unfortunately, got a lot worse. Mm. So I started looking into alternative treatments. And it was some of those other treatments that actually gave me my life back. So growing up, I never really knew much about Eastern medicine. And one thing that I really loved about holistic healing is, if you Google, like, what is holistic medicine and how does it work? So, like, you can go to WebMD, and WebMD basically says, like, holistic medicine is a form of healing that it encompasses the whole person, you know, mind, body, spirit, and emotions, you know, for an optimal health and wellness to get you well. And that really resonated with me because you're not just treating the symptoms. It's whole body,
yep.
You know, mind, body, and spirit. So, I mean, like, would I consider myself anti-Western medicine? Absolutely not. You know, the way I try to live my life is natural remedies for colds, flus, boosting my immune system. But if I break a bone, I'm absolutely going to go to a doctor or a surgeon. And I really think that's one of the most wonderful things about living in this country is this country is a blend of cultures from all around the world. You know, we're free to see a doctor or an herbalist, a physician or an acupuncturist, you know, a physical therapist and a chiropractor. And I know I mentioned this before on the show. I have two sisters, and one is really into Eastern medicine, and the other one prefers Western medicine. So I can understand and relate to both sisters because I do. I see the benefits in both Western and Eastern medicine. And that's also why when I was studying sound healing, it was really important for me to learn the history behind it and respect its ancestral roots, but also to learn the science behind it so I can speak intelligently to that sister who prefers science and facts over mysticism and faith.
Hmm. You know, it's when I hear those terms, Eastern medicine, holistic medicine, what first comes to mind for me is this is the way it was. This is the go back hundreds of years, thousands if you want. This is what medicine was. And then we kind of change the direction with Western medicine. And I agree with you, Lori, there's a place for it when you need it. However, this is how people healed back in the day. And the whole herbal thing kept me out of the hospital a year and a half ago with stomach issues. And I still have the bottle, the concoction that somebody made for me on my desk right here. It was just amazing. What do you believe, the science or the mysticism and the faith?
Well, you know, like I said, I think there's room for both. I mean, ever since I was a little girl, I've always wished that magic was real. But society kind of conditions people into believing that anything that's metaphysical is just nonsense and make-believe. Like, I remember when I was young, and, like, we were driving, and I would see a sign, and I'd be like, oh, my gosh, a palm reader, let's go try that. And my mom's response was always like, eh, that's a scam. Mm. Or anything with, you know, psychics or mediums, it was just, you know, people just dismissed it as nonsense. And I've always had this deep fascination and envy for people who have psychic ability, you know, because I always believed, even though society basically told me it was fake. But one day I started seeing signs, and, you know, I know you've mentioned before that you communicate in music and you've gotten signs or downloads from music.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it was always TV shows and movies. And a friend of mine once told me that the universe will send you signs through whatever it is that you're into. So if you have a passion for music, you get your messages through music. But for me, I grew up loving television. So for me, I would get messages through TV shows or movies. And once I began to, like, have faith and believe in signs, that's when more messages started coming through. So to ask me about mysticism and faith, I absolutely believe in connection to higher self and all that wonderful stuff. But, you know, people who are spiritually inclined, they already believe in sound healing. So it's kind of the majority of the people who have been taught that anything metaphysical is fake. Those are the people I'm really trying to talk to and reach. So even though sound healing is considered Eastern medicine, I don't want people to dismiss it as not a legitimate form of medicine. And this is actually a really exciting time to be a sound healer because with the help of modern technology, Western medicine is recognizing sound healing as a legitimate tool in helping patients heal, which is why when I explain sound healing to people, I try to focus a little more on the scientific research that's been done by, you know, accredited universities, because for some people, that's what they've been conditioned and taught. For them, it's the only thing worth believing in.
I totally get you on that, and this is all about energy. And you look at some hospitals now, they have Reiki practitioners come in and do a session of Reiki before surgery. But it's not just for the patient. It's also for the surgeons and the doctors. So, yes, I agree with you, Lori. We're finally opening up our eyes to this. And to your point about music, we listen to music because it makes us feel a certain way. Why? Because of the vibration in there. And so let's go there. For people that aren't familiar with sound healing, how does it actually work?
Okay, of course. You know, it's funny. I love this question, but this question also makes me really nervous. I love it because I happen to find the science behind it completely fascinating, but lately I keep hearing from people that most people aren't interested in the science behind how things work. You know, I mean, honestly, people don't want to know how the sausage is made. They just want the sausage.
Yeah. So,
but for people, you know, to answer that question, why do I want to try this, you kind of need to understand at least the basic knowledge of how this works. So what is sound healing, okay? So sound healing, or vibrational therapy, it uses sound and vibration frequencies to gently transition a person from their normal waking state of consciousness to a highly relaxed state of consciousness. And in this relaxed state, a person's own innate healing abilities are able to work more effectively to bring them back into optimal vibrational alignment that enhances overall health and well-being. Mm. Now, basically, that's a fancy, fancy way of saying I play music, you go into a deep meditative state, and while you're meditating, your body heals itself. Okay, so, and how does that work? Okay, so back in 1992, two French scientists mapped out and proved that meridian pathways of the body actually exist. And this is really exciting. So what are meridian pathways? Well, meridian pathways, or energy rivers, energy channels, whatever you want to call them, they run throughout our body much like arteries or veins. But the way arteries and veins carry blood throughout the body, the meridian pathways actually carry our universal life force, okay? So these energy rivers flow throughout our body, and they cross and intersect through each of our chakras. And our chakras are those seven main energy centers in our body that control our universal life force. So, Our bodies and everything else in the universe is basically made up of atoms, right? And for those that don't know, like, what's an atom? Essentially, an atom is vibrating matter. So certain things can make your body's cells and your chakras stop vibrating at the frequencies they're meant to be vibrating at. Things like eating highly processed food, consuming addictive substances like alcohol or drugs, pollutants in the atmosphere, being in a constant state of stress or anxiety, having your body regularly in the state of fight or flight, childhood trauma, like all these things affect your energy centers and your cell's vibrations and the energy flowing throughout your body. And when this happens, your body's going to communicate to you in the form of pain, exhaustion, or depression. But sound healing can help reverse that. So sound healing works through a process called entrainment, which is through playing certain frequencies, your cells are going to mimic the vibration that comes from those frequencies. And entrainment can apply to your cells, your heartbeat, even your brainwaves. When they start vibrating in harmony with some external rhythm, like the instrument that I play, they synchronize their behavior and attune themselves to the stronger, more powerful vibrations. So all those bad things that happen naturally in life that make your body sick, we can reverse that and get your cells back to vibrating at the frequency that they should be and undo some of that damage that life's typical stress can do to you.
Wow, I've never heard it explained that way, Lori, and now it's even more clear for me. And isn't it true that when we go through things, let's say something very stressful, maybe it's a relationship, work, whatever it is, it gets into the cellular level in our bodies. It's not just, oh, you know, I'm dealing with something. It's kind of rough today. No, it got like every cell of your body can be affected by these challenges. Do you believe that?
You know, that's one thing that I've heard from both Eastern medicine as well as Western medicine. They both agree that one of the worst things that make people in society sick is stress or anxiety.
Mm. Yeah. So how does this all work with the vibrations traveling through our body, the air? Like, how does it get in?
So what happens is it works because vibrations, they travel not only through the air, but they travel through matter or through water. Now, in fact, sound travels 5 times faster in water than it does air. And since our bodies, if you think of it, our bodies are made up of 50 to 75% water, it's highly effective.
Mm.
So now, believe it or not, what I just explained, that's the simple condensed version of how it was taught to me.
I know for a lot of people it can be a little woo-woo hearing this kind of stuff, but I go back to music. Why do you listen to music? Think about it. When you put a song on, what's going on there? You have a goal. You want to feel good. Maybe you want to feel nostalgic. Maybe you want to feel sad. Sometimes, you know, that's okay. There's a reason for it. You want to dance. You want music that picks up you, whatever it might be. But those are vibrations through the air that go into your ears and get processed. But again, it's all about vibration, and it's a goal that takes place. So imagine using sound healing as a goal to help you heal. Like, it's magical.
It really is. And, you know, like I mentioned before, how Western medicine is starting to recognize sound healing as a legitimate form of science.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on my website, I've been posting videos of how, like, these doctors and universities are explaining how their research, you know, is what it does to the body and what ailments they're healing. So, like, one of the videos, because it reminded me of what you just said a second ago, like what the vibrations and the frequencies actually do to our body and how they penetrate our body when you listen to music.
Yep.
So one of the videos on my page, it was talking about how they found out that 40 hertz, okay, 40 hertz sound stimulation, it has significant pain relief. So what they did was they took patients and they tested on patients who had not only Alzheimer's, but they also tested on patients who had fibromyalgia. And after all the testing, they have concluded that 40 hertz does, in fact, help with patients with pain relief. So, like kind of what you said, before surgery, doctors will have Reiki performed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really exciting right now that it's all happening the way it's happening, and doctors are concluding the same thing that what Eastern medicine is known for over 3,000 years.
Finally. But I get it. You know, people can be skeptical about this, and this is all about energy. By the way, 40 hertz, that's a very low frequency, isn't it?
It is, and you know, now you can get rid of your Tylenol and just go get something with 40 hertz.
And we can get into that, you know, as we move forward on how you can do that. So that's the science behind it. Give us the benefits, or, you know, as you say, why people would even want to do this in the first place.
Of course. Okay, so on a physical level, it can help with the whole body. You know, each chakra is linked to a different part of the body. So, like, take the root chakra, for example. Your root chakra is linked to your legs, your feet, your lower half of your body, and it goes all the way up to your third eye and your crown chakra that are linked to your head, eyes, nose, scalp. So the benefits on a physical level, you know, include full body, head to toe. But on a mental level, and this is actually great, you know, we were just talking about stress a moment ago, sound can assist in relieving stress, which is often held in the head area, you know, like tension headaches or migraines. Or it helps to, like, quiet repetitive thought patterns. On an emotional level, sound helps to move and release emotions that are stored in the body. And releasing these emotions allows for a greater flow of energy throughout the body. And also on a spiritual level, you know, it can clear negative energies or anything that might be attached to your aura. But, like, those are the textbook answers, okay? But in real life, I actually have a few examples. So, for example, one of my sound healing teachers I had, she was bitten by a tick and contracted Lyme disease, and she was told by her doctors that this is basically going to be her new normal. But it was terrible because she was often uncomfortable, and sure enough, when she discovered sound healing, it significantly lessened her pain. And that teacher also taught me, kind of like what you were mentioning, that this is the reason that they play music in operating rooms. It's not because doctors tend to get bored while doing a surgery. But studies have shown that, like, music can calm patients, decrease their perceived levels of anxiety and pain, and also the need for pain medication. I know myself, it's also helped me not only with my back pain, but it's helped me reach a much more peaceful attitude and mental state. and as well as a good friend of mine who suffered a stroke not too long ago, who had lingering like numbness down one side of their body. And I've given them many sound baths, and they told me that not only has it significantly helped, but they gave me one of the greatest compliments. They told me that after the sound bath, that was the best that they felt since before the stroke. I mean, that right there is everything. When you have someone who tells you you've helped alleviate some of my physical pain, this is why I do it.
Amazing. And why would you want to take meds? If you didn't need to, why would you want to? I don't even take ibuprofen, Tylenol, anything like that, unless I absolutely need to. It's a chemical. I don't want to put that in my body, and they have side effects. No side effects here. Different types of yoga I've heard of. There's different types of hypnosis. I've been through some of those. Are there different types of sound baths?
Oh, absolutely. That's actually a great question. And I usually ask someone if they've ever experienced a sound bath before and what type of sound bath they've attended. One of the categories are mini sessions, okay? So mini sessions is if someone has just very minimal equipment or if they do a small 30-minute session. Now, these are really good for dipping your toe into because they're usually relaxing and they don't cost very much to attend. Another is sound baths that incorporate breath work, okay? So you experience an emotional release. And the group is usually encouraged to a guided, screaming out their emotions and frustrations. And there's also kind of an indigenous sound bath. So that kind of sound bath is where they use various tools and sounds to create a more natural feeling experience. You know, things like pan flutes, drums, clapping. Sometimes they'll make you chant mantras or hum or sing. So when the practitioner uses a little more Native American or South American influences, and then there's the meditative sound bath, and that's kind of the one I offer. So what I offer is a full 60-minute experience, a wide range of equipment. So you got 8 sound bowls, one for each of the 7 chakras, and the miracle tone bowl, which is said to be a whole body cell and DNA repair. So I typically spend the first 30 minutes playing various relaxing instruments to help quiet the mind and get you into a state of deep relaxation. And then I use the chakra frequencies and the solfeggio frequencies to align your body's energy the way it should be vibrating. So I keep hearing the same thing over and over with my clients who have experienced a sound bath before. When we're finished, they usually seem a little surprised and they say, well, that was totally different than a sound bath I've had before. So, and that's when I explained there's different types of sound baths. So I encourage everyone to try the different types of sound bath healing sessions and choose which one works best for you.
The amazing part of all of this is for the person that is being healed, you don't have to do anything. You just sit there and listen. That's it. I know it's kind of crazy, but that's it. And the first time I ever heard a sound bowl, I went to a meditation. A friend just took me along with them. And it wasn't a sound bath, but they signified the beginning of the meditation by just striking a sound bowl. I felt like a hurricane went through my head in a good way. Wow, that's what that is. Lori, we're out of time. There's so much to talk about here, right down to the types of bowls that you use and more. Do you do that virtually, the sound baths?
At the moment, I don't.
Gotcha. Okay. And you are located in, it's Melrose, Massachusetts?
I am.
Gotcha. How do we find you?
So, you know what? For more information, please visit my website at energycenteralignment.com. Or you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok by searching for Energy Center Alignment. Or also YouTube by Energy Center Alignment Melrose. And there's some really great information on there, not only about the business, but what all the instruments do and what healing benefits those instruments will help you with.
Thank you so much for making this clear. And again, I've done sound baths. I've done Reiki, not practice it, but was the recipient of all of those and hypnosis and all of that. I've never heard sound baths and sound healing explained like you've explained it. And for me now, I mean, it was clear. Now it's crystal clear of what's going on within our bodies and how this all works. And would love to get together if there's a chance next time and dig deeper into this.
Absolutely. Don't forget healthy body, healthy mind, healthy spirit.
Thanks for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.